Previously on 24.
Just got off a conference call with NSA and division. It appears there's a nuclear bomb under terrorist control somewhere here in the city of Los Angeles. And it's set to go off at some point in the course of the day.
George, where are you going?
Bakersfield.
Why?
I don't have to tell you that.
You're just trying to get outside the blast radius.
Sir, we have a serious situation. You're taking time out to coddle the media.
What you don't get, Eric, is that once the rumor mill starts, then we've got two problems. The last thing we need is mass hysteria.
My sister is getting married today, Ralph.
What we have to do is establish whether or not there's a connection between Reza and the terrorists. A passport would be ideal.
We dropped 3 blocks away from the salvage yard. We've been monitoring the yard. We haven't seen Walt come in yet.
That's Eddie Grant, one of Walt's main go-to guys.
You haven't changed much, have you, Jack?
What's your point?
My point is I'm short a man and I'm on a schedule.
What are we doing?
Today we're turning a government building into a cemetery.
What building?
CTU.
Kim, Paula, and take my keys. Get her away from here.
Okay. Kim, stop the car. I will kill you.
No!
Stop the car, Kim. Do not do this.
I need you to come over here, okay? Yeah. Right here. Wait for me. I'm going to go get some help.
Tell me where my daughter is, Kim!
Megan!
The following takes place between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m.
Megan! Have you seen a little girl? 9, blonde hair.
You are Gary Matheson?
Yeah.
It's about time you guys got here, huh? Where the hell you been?
We just got the call 5 minutes ago, sir. Dispatch says you're reporting a child abduction, is that right?
It's my daughter. She took my daughter.
You want to describe the suspect for me?
Yeah, I can do better than that. Her name is... Could you stop, please? Her name is Kimberly Bauer. She works for my wife and me.
I need a description, sir.
Mason.
George, it's Tony. How far into the city are you?
Why?
Look, I just got off the line with Steve Lawler from District.
About what?
Well, LAPD made a possible vehicle match with somebody on our watch list. He wants you to check it out.
He's coming out of LAPD? Come on.
Well, Lawler doesn't trust your judgment either. That's why he wants you there. Plus, he knows it's on your way to Bakersfield. I know you're headed out there to follow up on a lead, but Lawler wants us checked out.
What's the address?
Before you go to your press conference, Rayburn wanted me to give you this updated damage projection.
These casualty figures are higher.
Sir, they have all but ruled out dirty bombs and conventional weapons. They feel that we are actually dealing with a nuclear bomb.
Think you're gonna take that building down with 3 charges?
It's all in the placement, Jack. You guys spread those fuses?
Yeah.
So what made you target CTU anyway?
Why are you asking so many questions?
Nothing. I just want to know what I'm getting into.
Oh, really, Matt? Because nobody asked you to get into this.
When the time comes, Jack, all you gotta do is keep your eyes open. We'll do the rest, all right, bro?
Whatever you say, Eddie.
Yeah.
Dad.
Hey, did you get my message?
Dad, listen to me.
I left it on your phone about an hour ago.
I don't have my phone. I lost it. Look, Gary flipped out on me.
Can you find it?
Find what?
Your phone.
Dad, I'm in trouble. I need you to come get me. I can't go to the police with this.
Where are you?
Well, I'm at a payphone on Spring Street.
What's the number?
Dad, I don't want you to call me back. I want you to come get me.
I can't do that.
Why not?
Look, why don't you go to Carol's? I'll call you there in the next couple hours.
Aunt Carol's?
Yeah.
She lives in San Jose, Dad.
I know where she lives.
Dad, you're acting really weird right now.
Look, just go there. And for once, do what I ask, okay? Girlfriend. Asked her to pick something up for me. She just doesn't listen.
Tony, Jack Bauer's daughter on line 5. She sounds pretty freaked.
Hi, Kim. This is Tony. You all right?
Well, I just spoke to my dad. He's acting all strange. He pretty much hung up on me.
Well, he's on a job, Kim.
Since when? I just saw him a couple hours ago.
Maybe I can help you out.
Well, it's kind of messed up. I have the police after me.
Why?
Well, I didn't do anything wrong. I've just been helping. Kara.
Kim? Hello, Kim?
Hello?
Kim? Her connection's messed up. Tell me where you are. I'll have somebody come
pick you up, all right?
Well, I can't stay here.
Can you find a way to CTU?
Yeah, I guess so. I can take the bus.
Okay, look, do that. When you get here, I'll help you straighten everything out, all right?
Okay.
Come on. There's noise on all the phone lines.
Yeah, I try to filter and I can't get rid of it. It may not be our system.
Today, all days. All right, look, call the phone company and switch all priority calls to wireless protocol, all right?
Okay.
What are you trying to do, knock out their phone lines?
Don't bug me, I'm working.
Causing some interference, so the phone company sends out a crew. Maybe you go out to the road, Jack. Keep an eye out.
Sure. No problem. CTU, can you hear me? Hello?
Northwest Regional.
This is Jack Bauer with CTU. I need to speak with the president immediately.
Who is this?
This is Jack Bauer. Priority access code 7117A. This is urgent.
Hold, please.
Please don't put me on hold.
Lynn Kresge.
I have a Jack Bauer on the phone for the president. He has a clearance code.
All right, put him through to me, please. Mr. Bauer, this is Lynn Kresge.
I need to speak with the president.
I'm terribly sorry. He's with the press corps right now. Mr. Bauer, hello?
Listen to me. CTU's phone lines are down. I need you to get them an urgent message.
What is it?
CTU Los Angeles is going to be blown up within the hour. Walt's group is doing it.
Is this the nuclear bomb?
No, it is not the nuke. I repeat, it is not the nuke. But you need to evacuate CTU and you need to alert a bomb squad. There are at least 3 charges on the second floor.
All set, Jack.
I applaud Governor Shulman's diligent effort to protect Oregon's endangered species. His work with the Natural Resources Defense Council has created a new paradigm.
Walt's crew is planning to blow up CTU Los Angeles. It is a non-radiological attack, and it is happening within the hour.
Where'd you get this?
Jack Bauer.
They're hitting CTU to cripple their investigation, divert attention away from the major strike.
I agree.
Has Bauer contacted CTU?
He couldn't get through. Phone lines are down. Somehow we have to warn CTU.
No, we don't.
What are you talking about?
If Wald's crew fails, they'll think somebody tipped off CTU. They'll figure out it was Bauer.
Are you seriously suggesting that we just let these people at CTU die? Jack Bauer called with specific instructions.
Why isn't he stopping them himself? Because he knows he's got to keep his cover intact. He knows if he's exposed, he can't get to Wald, and we lose our only chance to find the nuke.
Eric, this is the president's decision.
Except right now, he's trying to convince the press it's business as usual. We've already detained Ron Wieland illegally. We can't muzzle the entire press corps.
We still have to tell the president.
And we will, when he's in a position to hear it.
It will be too late by then.
Lynn, this is my call.
I don't work for you.
Dodge.
Jenny, it's Lynn. I need to speak with the president immediately.
He's in the middle of a press conference.
Jenny, I don't care. This is urgent. I want to speak with him now.
Okay, I'll try to get to him.
Hey, look at this. Someone cut the chain. Hey, get on the radio. The dispatch happened since he came out. Who are you?
Don't move!
What's your name? What's your name? Look at me. What's your name? Cam Strocker, is that your name?
Yeah.
Okay, Cam, look at me. You want to live, Cam? 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 Cam?
Yeah.
You want to live?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what you're going to do. You're going to call your boss. Going to tell me you need an on-site systems check at CTU headquarters. You got that?
Yeah.
Can you do it? Can you do it? It's a good answer.
Eric Rayburn from NSA.
Mr. Rayburn, this is Tony Almeida.
I understand you're the ranking agent on site, is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
Then I need you to execute an order.
Of course.
I want you to copy and transfer your database onto our server, anything related to the nuclear threat. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir, I did. May I ask why?
It's precautionary, given the extraordinary threat we're facing today, but I would like it done sooner than later.
How soon?
By 11.
Sir, the earliest I could get that done is by noon, and that's shifting personnel.
You have until 11.
Sir, that may not be enough time.
Then you probably should get started.
Thank you, sir. Paula?
Yeah?
I need to pull you off your sim analysis.
I'm almost done.
I need you now. I want you to sort and send data to the NSA server. Everything relevant to the nuke, okay?
When do you need it done?
Right now.
Okay, I'm going to have to generate a fresh encryption code. I'm going to need to use Mr. Mason's office. He's the one with proprietary access.
Do it, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Tony, what's going on? I mean, first the phone lines go down, and then NSA puts in a rush order for us to transfer all our data on the nuke?
He says it's precautionary.
And he would have issued the same order to every other agency.
Look into that, would you?
How are you doing? George Mason, CTU.
Arroyo, LAPD. Barbara here made a vehicle match from the alert you guys put out this morning.
You checked inside yet?
We were about to. But our captain made us stand down until you got here.
Relax, Sergeant. I want to be here even less than you want me here.
Got it.
Good. What's this?
You have a dad, right?
Do you make him mad?
Sometimes.
I always make my dad mad.
No, when your dad gets mad, it's not because of you.
But he always says it is.
Well, he's wrong. I promise you he's wrong. Everything's gonna be okay, okay, Megan? I'm never gonna let him hurt you again.
You know the drill.
Yeah, how's it going?
How's it going?
I'm just doing a system check and some line repair.
Let me see your work order, please.
Oh, my office just called in a few minutes ago. They spoke with your operations guy, McKendry. He says you got some serious noise on your lines.
You see how I did?
Sure.
Doing fine, Cam. Isn't he, Jack?
Yeah, he's doing great.
Back open? My crew back there.
Still need to look.
Go ahead, it's open.
There's a lot of you.
Big job.
All right. Go ahead.
Thanks.
Guys, have your IDs ready for security up here.
Good.
No, this isn't a bank. There's nothing to steal here.
We're not stealing anything.
Then why are we here?
We're fighting a war. We're taking back our country.
From who?
Who are you people?
Jack, tell them who we are.
We're patriots.
Kate, it's for you, some guy named Ralph Burton.
Oh, thanks.
So who is he? A new boyfriend?
Maybe.
Why can't I ever get a straight answer out of you?
Can you just give me the phone? Hello?
Kate.
Did you check the passport information I gave you?
I did.
And?
I'm afraid it confirms that Reza Nair has had contact with Syed Ali.
What does that mean? Are you saying Reza's a terrorist?
The authorities need to determine that.
Authorities? What authorities?
I had to alert Homeland Security, Kate.
What are they going to do? Are they going to arrest him?
I'm not sure yet, but until I hear from them, please keep this to yourself.
I have to tell my sister.
No, you can't tell her or anyone else about this until you hear from me again.
I don't believe this is happening.
I know it's hard, but just try to act normal.
My sister is marrying someone who works with terrorists, and you expect me to act normal?
You could endanger yourself and your family if you let on that anything is wrong. Do you understand? Kate.
Yeah. I understand.
My cousin Sanjay just arrived from Detroit, and we wanted you to meet him before he headed over to the hotel.
Well, you know, I can meet him later.
No, come on. You probably recognize me. He was at Stanford the same time you were.
Yeah, he's cute.
Come on.
No, really, it's not. No, I said no!
Kate.
Problem.
I'm sorry, Marie. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
What did you mean back there? And it's not just now. You've been acting really weird all morning. What is it, Kate? Tell me, what's going on?
You're my little sister. And I love you so much. And I just want you to be happy. That's it.
And be happy for me, okay? That'll make me happy. Because this is gonna be the best day of my life. Yeah. No crying.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm getting married.
I'm sorry.
Jenny?
Yes?
What are you doing here? I told you I need to speak to the president.
The president wants me to draft a statement anticipating a nuclear event.
And why haven't I heard from him?
He's still on camera.
I told you this was urgent. You are his press secretary. You should have slipped him a note.
I did. Ma'am, I'm sure as soon as the president can extricate himself, he'll call you.
Thank you.
portable units in here now.
Looks like the lead in Panorama City turned out to be real. Some kind of lab where they may have assembled the nuke.
Based on what?
They found radioactive material.
What kind of radioactive material?
They're still doing field analysis on it. I don't know. Was
anyone exposed?
All of them in the back, the container.
Look, they're putting this through decon now. Precautionary measure.
Let's get a move on it.
Look, Tony, we have 3 dead bodies. We're going to send you photos and fingerprints on them. See if they match up with anybody on our watch list. All right?
Your phone, sir.
George.
Yeah, look, Tony, I'm going to have to get back to
you. Hey, George. Look, NSA ordered us to send them our case database. Now, Paul's already on it, but I get the feeling they're keeping us out of the loop on something.
It's standard procedure to consolidate data from all agencies.
Yeah, well, that's just it. We're the only agency they've asked.
Sir, the phone.
Yeah, look, Tony, I gotta go. Look, call Chappelle and tell him what you just told me and see what he can find out for you. But I gotta go.
George, you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I need all your clothes off.
Not even gonna buy me dinner?
All right, check him over at Hoses.
Hey. Easy, guys. I like my skin. Finally, some on, all right? Ah.
Did you finish exporting those files to division?
No, it's in process now. As soon as they finish uploading, I'll send an encryption key.
Okay, good. Paul, are you all right?
Yeah. I was a little nervous before, but Tony said everything's probably gonna be okay. I grew up in LA, you know? I mean, my whole family is here, my friends are here. So if this bomb goes off, what does that mean? That just means all of a sudden everyone's gonna die?
No, not necessarily. I mean, it depends on a lot of things.
Yeah, that's probably right. Well, I should check that brain.
Paula? Are you gonna be okay?
I guess so. I mean, I'm really scared, but there's nothing I can do about it, right? So it's fine, Michelle.
Kill me too?
Not today.
Just relax. Just relax. I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm trying to stop this thing. I need your help.
2 cars over is a large gray SUV. I want you to hide under it and wait until we go. After we've gone, I want you to take this back into the building. Go to security after Tony Almeida. It'll show him where all the bombs are located. Almeida knows what's going on. He'll know what to do. Now go, go.
Man, what are you talking about, man? Who are you?
I'm a government agent. I'm working undercover. Now go!
Man, you work for the government? And you let them kill Danny?
It happened before I could stop.
You son of a bitch!
Listen to me. You listen to me. I'm sorry about your friend. I am. But we are in a very serious situation right now. So you better get your ass under that car right now. Do you understand me? Because these guys are going to be back in a minute. And if you're still here, they will kill you. And I won't be able to stop them. Do you understand? The lives of everyone in this building are at stake right now. So please, get that message to Tony Almeida. Come on, go.
Where's your boy, Eddie?
Telephone guy.
I don't know. I was looking out like you asked me to. And the next thing I know, you're slapping me in the head, Eddie.
Okay, so listen, what are you telling me, Jack? Are you saying you let this son of a bitch go?
I didn't tie him up.
Oh, you're saying it's my fault.
Do you believe this guy, Eddie? He walks in off the street and then he breaks Dave's ankle. And then
hey, back off! Back off! Shut up! Jack, get in the front of the van.
Get in the front of the van. We got 7 minutes until this building goes down.
Get it!
My name's Kimberly Bauer. Tony Almeida is expecting us.
Okay, he'll take care of you.
Where are we?
Don't worry, we're safe here.
We got
4 minutes.
Yeah, unless the phone guy already pulled the alarm.
Chris! Leave it alone.
Don't tell me to calm down. The press conference ended 5 minutes ago. The president was supposed to call me the minute, the very minute that he...
What are you doing?
It was you, wasn't it? You told Dana to keep the president away from me.
I spared the president from a no-win situation.
The people did not elect you to make that choice, Eric.
It's too late.
Maybe not. Get out of my way.
Don't do this, Lynn. You do not want me for an enemy, I promise.
Are you threatening me?
Just giving you some strong advice.
What's going on?
Jack Bauer called. He said that Wald's crew is planning to blow up CTU. It's a non-nuclear strike, which suggests that it's a secondary target.
When is this happening?
We're not sure. Bauer got cut off.
Have you contacted CTU?
That's what we were debating, sir.
Debating?
Right now, Wald is our only thread to finding the nuke. But Bauer hasn't gotten to Wald yet. If we stop Wald's crew, they may realize it was Bauer that turned them in. In the meantime, I'm having CTU transfer their intel so our only losses would be infrastructure and personnel.
Those losses are unacceptable.
Sir.
Contact CTU immediately.
Yes, sir.
You think I'm making a mistake?
I do, sir.
Tony, that guy over there, he's asking to see you. He claims he was taken hostage by these men that want to blow up CTU. He said their bombs planted here, here, and here. Now I'll have a squad check it out.
Order an evacuation now.
Wait, we don't know if this guy's for
real. This is why NSA wanted us to transfer over our database. They knew we were being targeted. They didn't say a thing. We have to evacuate now.
All right, everyone, listen up.
Almeida.
This is Lynn Kresge. I'm Special Assistant to President Palmer. I'm calling to tell you about a possible threat to CTU.
We just found out about it. NSA knew about this a half an hour ago, didn't they, huh? That's why Rayburn wanted our files,
right? Now, just get your people out.
Yeah, we're on it. Come here. I want you to go down this hallway, all the way to the elevator, calmly clear
everything. All right. Work stuff. Leave your valuables behind.
What's
going on?
We're evacuating. Come on.
Well, I'm looking for Tony Alameda.
I'm sorry. It'll have to wait. We gotta go right now.
Five seconds.
Get out of here. What are you doing?
I'm almost done with the encryption. I can't.
Leave it. There's a bomb in the building.
Tony, we can't lose this data.
Would you leave it? Come on.
Let's go. Come on. Hurry.
Did it, Jack.
Good job, Eddie. Good job.
Too late. CTU was just hit.
So grim.
The tests are back from the field analysis. The substance you inhaled is, it's plutonium. Based on the particle size, the atmospheric saturation, the length of time you were exposed.
Cut to the chase, Doctor.
Your radiation exposure level is high. Definitely lethal.
How much time do I have?
Could be as much as a week or as little as a day. I'm sorry.
Yeah.